Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower, and welcome to Cooking for Health Baking. During this week, we're talking about baking and how to do it healthfully. And there are some ways to health up your baking and make sure that you increase the nutrient content of your foods, whatever you're baking, like that. But today, I want to talk about doing something very simple to make sure that you don't introduce foodborne disease. And the one that we all know about is chicken and other birds that, because of the way they're processed, they can have things like salmonella and other bacteria on them that we have to watch out for. Now, obviously, when you take your bird, you're going to rinse it, you're going to set it in the pan, you're going to put whatever spices and oil or vinegar, whatever you have in there, and then you're probably going to tint it up. And then, clearly, you're going to make sure you wash your hands well. That's very simple. Now, how do you know that it's done? Something you can do that's simple is bake your chicken, and you'll set the oven anywhere from 350 to 450. It doesn't matter. That'll just change the duration that it's in there. But how you know it's done is when you open the oven, untint it, if the thigh comes away from the bird easily, and this is the key, the juices, when you separate the thigh out, if the juices run clear, not red, then it is cooked through. That's a good rule of thumb for you, and it's something that anybody can apply at any time. That way you know that bird is cooked completely through for you and your family. Then typically we just untint it and leave it in the oven for a little while to crisp up on the top. But that way you know that your bird is cooked through completely and it's safe and healthy for your family. Make sense? If you have any questions at all, come by and see us. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.